With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Whatever your mountain, climb on. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, for the next 2.5 hours. Raheel joins us at 9. Let me ask you guys a question. Who had the best night last night? Alex Smith, James Harden, or President Trump? That's a tough one. 71 million, 60 points with a triple-double, and the greatest speech ever by a president.
That's not even a tough question. That's not an interesting question. If you just, in one night, get $71 million, you win.
That's it? You win?
Yeah. You always.
Yeah, but
you
how always. Many? Like President Trump doesn't need $71 million. He's got way more than
Let
that.
Let me ask you this. If, Mr. President, you could either deliver what appears to be the longest speech in State of the Union history, or you get $71 million. What do you think he's taking?
He's going to take the speech because it was probably the greatest speech ever by a president.
Do you know how he operates?
I think Alex Smith.
He made $71 million while he was giving the speech.
Or owes it to someone. Who knows?
Well, you're not really supposed to as president. That's called conflict of interest.
No, he can't help it.
You're
he just makes
to divest your
he
business.
He wakes up and he okay.
Wrong.
He gets out of bed and he makes $71
million. Don Jr., Eric, you get him. Like, no. It's not supposed to be in your family. You're not supposed to have.
Well, it's like Bud Selig didn't really own the Brewers. Okay.
Yeah, I know. Right? That wasn't right either.
Okay.
So, yeah, the Brewers, who they didn't have to go back to the American League.
No. Well, you know why?
We did.
That's right. So who had the best night, Lance?
What do you mean? I think Alex Smith, anytime that you're approaching your mid-30s and you can pick up that kind of contract again.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. You don't usually expect, and you're just, you had, I talked to Brett Veach not very long at the Senior Bowl, the GM of the Kansas City Chiefs. And he mentioned the fact that when we were talking about Alex Smith and if you could deal Alex Smith and, you know, and it was, we were talking about Alex Smith in terms of value. And he said, you know, people, he said, and it's the same thing you and I did. He said, I think people don't think he played very well this year or that he had a really bad season. He said he didn't have a bad season. No. We were just inconsistent. We didn't run the ball like we wanted to at parts of the year. He said defensively we weren't as good as we wanted to be at parts of the year. He said, but Alex Smith still had a pretty solid season. He said, I think people forget that. And he said, if we were to decide to trade him or if something came up, he goes, I think we'd have pretty good value. I think teams would want to get their hands on Alex Smith. And because I think I may have brought it up in regards to, you know, Jacksonville, just having a quarterback who can run an offense, something like that. So, yeah, Redskins traded for Alex Smith, which is, well, I think it's kind of a big deal just because he's one of those pieces that you knew would move. Like, it changes who might look at a quarterback in the draft. It changes that. But Alex got paid. But then James Harden had a pretty strong day, too. First 60 points scored in a triple-double ever in NBA history. James gets a triple-double and gets the magical 60. And that's never happened before. Because usually if you're scoring 60, yeah, you're not really passing too much.
You're not really concerned with that whole passing thing.
No.
If you're putting up 60. And he was just on fire. I mean, just stupid how red hot he was.
Yeah.
I mean, although I would imagine with the president speaking at the same time, you know, only hundreds of people saw James while millions and millions saw the president.
Why would anyone even watch State of the Union when you can just follow him on Twitter and just get Yeah, like, well, you can. Do you really need to watch a state? You can just follow his timeline.
Our country is in the best shape it's ever been, Lance. I don't know if you know that.
It feels like it.
Well, it certainly does.
It feels like it.
It feels like it to everyone, and only and because our president said we are in the best shape we've ever been in. In 1 year, he turned the entire country around. So I think that it's something worth listening to for, you know, over 2 hours. I certainly felt that way.
Why did the game go longer than game five of the World Series? Why did that speech go longer than game five?
Was it a 5 hour speech?
It was. Did it feel like?
Well, because of all the great things that he's done so far, Del.
He just went and listed them?
He listed every single thing that he's done. Okay. He didn't mention all the rounds of golf that he got in, but how about.
That guy golfs more than you. What if he had a Coors Light in his hands? He's just totally bitch your move. Just
he,
like,
doesn't, he doesn't. Our president doesn't drink.
Preach on, brother.
What if he said, here are the people I have more Twitter followers than? Just like a laundry list of people he's taking shots at.
Yeah.
More Twitter followers
than
more.
Anyone at CNN. No one at CNN has more Twitter followers.
Did he go after the media?
He didn't. No, he was classy, is what he was. Classy. Nice.
Like Bob McNair. All those years.
Well.
Like Uncle Ben's.
Like Uncle Warden?
Here who has been classy for you over the years. Bob McNair.
Right.
When you said, I still got that audio track. I can't even remember what we were talking about. You were like, Bob McNair is classy. I said, but just... Let me ask you, why do you consider him classy?
Classy?
Just because he is. That was your answer.
Nothing you can
just
do about
look
it.
At him. Class.
That's right.
Uncle Ben's Uncle, rice guy.
Right.
The guy who's in the picture, classy.
He's classy.
He had a bow tie on, I think.
Right.
Or we don't know if that was him or the cream of wheat guy. Kind of get confused. And then Donald Trump.
And Donald Trump, classy.
Those are the three classiest people that you've encountered.
Thank you.
At least while on the show.
Right.
There maybe was a classier one at some point. I don't know.
I would rank them 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
And probably our president.
Bob McNair goes one?
Bob McNair's one. Okay. And then President Trump. And then,
Uncle Ben's rice guy.
Is three. He was classy.
Okay.
Yeah. That's my list.
You know what always is so weird to me? I used to notice this with the Dream. Sometime Akeem Olajuwon's biggest career games came in losses. Or when it was tight games. Like, usually you think if a guy gets a 60-point triple-double, that's so unbelievable that you must have just mauled the Magic. And that really wasn't a Magic mauling at all. That really wasn't
a Magic mauling. No, it really
wasn't a mauling. It was a great statistical line, but the Rockets had some issues at times. They had a very poor... They just defensively, they started off with some issues defensively, and then in the fourth, basically you had Orlando just bricking. But that was a lot of times when one guy is dominating, the team doesn't flow. It just doesn't flow. Ask Allen Iverson whenever he was in the game, and Allen Iverson's teammates just start standing around going like, whatever. Sometimes Kobe had that after Shaq left. We'd see that. And then you'll see other games where five guys scored 18 points or more, and a team will win by 26.
Well,
everyone's hitting.
Here's the thing, though. They did score 114, and they did it without Chris Paul.
Yeah.
They did it without Trevor Ariza, and basically without Eric Gordon.
Eric Gordon's the one that's
scary.
They've done
now.
It without Paul. I'm to the point where Ariza, whatever. We've seen them. I know it was just two games, but with Gerald Green on the team now, it's just changed things. Like, I never thought I'd say that, but they have. Mbemate, when he's on the floor, can hit some threes, can score in transition. PJ Tucker can. It's a very strange time where you don't really. I don't really miss Trevor Ariza when he's gone.
No.
Trevor, if you're hearing that, I don't mean it. I don't want any.
Watch
heat.
Yourself.
I don't want any problems with you.
Watch
sir.
Yourself.
Yeah.
No, I mean because you do. You got two guys that are, and PJ Tucker can play there too. So I mean, PJ Tucker can play anywhere if you want to know the truth. So. With Gerald Green, with the addition of Gerald Green and Mbemuta and PJ Tucker, you don't miss Trevor Ariza nearly as much because, hey, Trevor brings a lot to the table with his defense.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, and he's actually playing pretty well this year. But you don't. But here's the problem: is you're now your depth, and now with Eric Gordon down with lower back.
Yeah, but Ryan Anderson stepped up with Eric Gordon out, got double digits, 10 points, just 2 of 3 from 3-point line, and once again a big +8.
And they won by 7. He was the difference in the game.
James Harden had James Harden had a 60-point triple-double as a +7. Ryan Anderson technically was more valuable yesterday.
Not technically.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, the numbers say it. The numbers bear that out.
They don't lie.
The numbers bear that out. James Harden, 60 points. Ryan Anderson, 10. Yet who is more valuable? Ryan Anderson apparently was D-ing people up.
+8.
Yep. James was +7. So I just let the numbers speak on Ryan Anderson. You haters can just keep hating. But all I know is I'm just going to call him Mr. Plus Minus. I'm going to call him Mr. Plus Minus. Because he keeps dominating people in the plus minus game.
It's what he do. It's
except Clint Capella. That was the only guy that, you know, was better than him. Nene -6. Loser.
Beat it.
Loser. He almost single-handedly lost a game.
See? That's why you can't trust him on the court.
Nene's 13 minutes almost single-handedly.
You got to keep Capella out there for 48.
Oh, you have to.
You have to.
Yeah.
Can't trust
Capella and Anderson.
Nene. All right. So James, nice. That's a nice game that everybody was. That's a record. The 60-point triple double, never been done before. Alex Smith gets $71 million.
And just normal stuff yesterday.
Yeah.
Alex Smith getting $71 million in a pre-free agency trade. James getting a 60-point triple double. Ryan Anderson +8.
That's all.
Do you guys think Kevin Love broke his hand on purpose?
Yes.
Just to get out. Yeah. Just,
yes.
And then he didn't have to go to the All-Star game and deal with all that crap. Yeah, I can just back away for 2 months. I don't have to be around you guys. I'm good.
Right.
I think so. I think Kevin Love already was a little kind of West Coasty, and then he got with team drama and the team panty party, and they were like, he doesn't like this either. Ooh, did you tweet him? I didn't. No, I didn't tweet him. I subtweeted him. What? Oh, my God. That's even worse. I can't wait to get another power forward. I mean, at first I thought Tristan was going to be the guy, and then we got Kevin, and then we had to get rid of Kyrie.
Tristan and Kevin.
It's real names. It's real players. It's Tristan and Kevin.
It sounds like something at Episcopal High School.
I know it does. And then I was like, oh, my God, y'all. We got Isaiah, and I thought everything was going to be good, and then Isaiah hates Kevin.
Hates
Kevin. And I asked Tristan, I said, Tristan, do you even like Kevin? And he was like, oh, no. I'm being LeBron, by the way. He's like, no. And I'm like, wait, me either. And Isaiah doesn't, and you don't, and I don't. Why are we even having him here? God. And so we're going to get rid of Kevin. And then all of a sudden, oh, Kevin broke his hand. Oh, what a surprise. Kevin broke his hand. I'm so over Kevin. I'm so over Tehran, too. I've gotten rid of lots of coaches.
He's so bossy.
Remember that time? And I can't believe Dan Gilbert now says he wants to sell the team. Oh, my God. He is such a loser. Remember when he wrote that thing about you with the he wrote that letter? Remember in that crazy font? Uh-huh. And then in that cartoon font? And then all of a sudden he's like, I'm going to sell. I'm just going to sell the team. I'm tired of dealing with you. He is so team drama.
Did you hear what Kyle said?
Oh, my God.
Kyle and Kyle and JR are not getting along at all.
I can't remember. Is Amon Shumpert still with them? He still plays there, right?
I think so, yeah. I think so.
My God, ever since Amon cut his hair, over Amon.
Well,
I'm so over our entire bench. We can't even win. We don't even have enough talent. Everyone's like, oh, LeBron, you're not winning. I'm like, we don't even have enough talent. Hello. We don't even have talent. We have Tristan and Kevin and Isaiah. And I'm like, how am I even supposed to win? God, I can't wait to be with a different Kyle Kuzma. He's going to be so amazing.
What basketball team sounds like this?
The Cavs.
The Cavs.
No, I get but it's the affect he's putting on. It's trending someplace else.
No, it's just Becky.
Oh, it's Becky.
Yeah, it's just Becky because that's what the team is. It's a panty. I got
to
give Chris Soules he's the one who said NBA's turned into a panty party where everyone like, oh, my God. And Kyrie. And then, he just Instagrammed LeBron. Oh, my God. That was definitely
something. Did you hear what Phil Jackson said? What?
I don't even care anymore about Porzingis because he is like the biggest loser. And Melo's such a fake.
And he said fake, by the way.
And Enos.
Well, it doesn't sound like I said.
I don't want people to get confused.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah.
Fake.
Yeah.
He said fake.
Yes.
No. All right. 7-3-7-8-0-3-7-7-6. We got a lot of stuff that we haven't even touched on yet because we had a panty party.
Which stuff do you want to touch on?
Well, we got a lot of stuff to touch on.
All right. We'll touch all right.
It could get, I don't know, people could be touched in the next segment.
Well, are we going to go in more Michigan State stuff?
Well, no, I don't want to do that touching. Not that kind of touching.
Well, I mean, you know,
inappropriate things, touching.
Yeah. Well, lots of it. So we'll see what the next thing to shoot, the next shoe to fall is going to be. I do want to tell you guys about these new tournaments that they have going on. It's actually not new. I mean, Prime Social is less than 1 week old. They had their grand opening Thursday. It was packed. Saturday, Sunday, were big days. You know, they're open 7 days a week at Prime Social. This is where you can go play poker. They have tournaments twice a day. They have a noon tournament, and they have a 6 p.m. tournament. Sometimes they have standard blinds, and sometimes they have turbo, which goes much, much faster. You start off with $15,000 in chips. That's the standard. But they have $66,000 weekly in guaranteed payouts for these tournaments. Now, of course, they have cash games every single day, all day long, from 11 a.m. to 4 a.m. That's how long they stay open. They've got cash games, but they got those tournaments twice per day. They also have Bad Beat Jackpots, a $50,000 Hold'em Bad Beat Jackpot. They have an Omaha Bad Beat Jackpot. They even have something where they will buy you a car if the cards flip a certain way in one of the games. So for all that information, go to PrimeSocialTX.com. Find out about their Bad Beat Jackpots. Find out about their menu, what they're offering for food and beverages, valet parking, safe. It's a very safe atmosphere. It's a really sweet, nice location. The VIP room is starting to fill up with players, and they want you to come in and experience poker, first-class poker right here in Houston at 7801 Westheimer between Dunvale and Hillcroft. It's Prime Social.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. If you didn't hear, Alex Smith is a Redskin. They traded for him. It looks like it's Kendall Fuller, who's a corner and a pretty good one in the slot, apparently. I don't know who had it, Pro Football Focus or somebody had him ranked as one of the best slot defensive backs in the league last year, and that's something the Chiefs had a lot of problems with. So good pickup, plus they got a draft pick. What was the draft pick? Third rounder for Alex Smith. A pretty nice haul for a guy. I will say this, though. I would rather have Alex Smith than Kirk Cousins. Clay Travis put out a poll. Would you rather have Kirk Cousins or Alex Smith? I would rather have Alex Smith on my team.
I think Alex is not the – I think Kirk Cousins is – potentially a better passer. You know, they had some issues with their wide receiving core there this year. They didn't.
I mean, Terrell Pryor was going to dominate.
I thought he was going to be a great addition. I took the loss in fantasy football on that one on the auction. But that was a little surprising. But I think it's easy to say Alex Smith, but I think Kirk Cousins has some. I mean, you look at Kirk Cousins' seasons he's had. The two previous, Kirk Cousins was pretty good throwing a football. He didn't have a ton of touchdowns. I guess it was kind of shabby in numbers in some ways. But he's a pretty good passer. But I know Alex Smith can get W's. I don't know about Kirk Cousins.
I don't either.
He didn't feel like he had a big impact on the season to me.
No. No, and yeah, I don't know. I'm not – we're okay, so if you're Kirk Cousins, where do you end up? Is Kirk Cousins a guy that can put Jacksonville over the top? Even though now they're stuck with Blake Bortles because of his wrist surgery, they're stuck with his $18 million deal. Is that a guy? Do you think that Kirk Cousins puts them over the top?
I think he might. We're sitting there talking about he didn't have any impact, and yet I don't think they're very far from going over the top. I think Kirk Cousins, if you added Kirk Cousins and you added, right now to me, with Kirk Cousins out there available, or he will be available as a free agent. You're going to pay $19 million to this year for Blake Bortles. To me, I would just lock in on like $19 million a year in that neighborhood on Kirk Cousins for basically 3 years where you can't
cut. That's 18. You know, 19. Is it 19 million?
Well, 19 is his cap
19
figure.
19 is his cap figure. You know, that's 18th in the league.
Kirk, that can't be true.
Kirk Cousins.
I'm saying that. Is that possible?
Kirk Cousins is going. Well, look at last year. Brock was 16, and he was 16th in the league, and their guys have been signed since then, or 18th in the league, whatever. Kirk Cousins is going to command 20-some million, 22, 23 million. And it's just unbelievable, but that's what the market is bearing right now. And if I'm his agent, you know, he is, you know, I don't know. A lot of it is the commitment to Washington, because they're just, Daniel Snyder just is a, I don't know that he wanted to play there. Who knows why they couldn't come to an agreement on a long-term contract there. But if I'm his agent, I ain't doing no $19 million deal. That's 18th in the league.
It's weird though. Now you got to aggregate. You got to aggregate all salaries. What do you think the average quarterback salary is
right now?
Yeah,
the average or the mean?
All quarterbacks, average quarterbacks.
The average
2 to 3 on every.
Well, like Case Keenum was $2 million, so now he's bringing the average way down.
Right.
I don't. I'm going to say it's $17 million.
6.8.
6.8 million is the average because there are so many guys that are making. Yeah, but look at the top.
How many do you think are making over? Holy crap! How many do you think are making over 20 million? Wow!
How many guys are making over 20? It has to be 15.
12 guys over 20 million. But then you got Ryan Tannehill at 19.8, Blake Bortles 19, Tyrod Taylor 18. Now this is their cap figure coming up. Tyrod's not going to make it there. Blake Bortles may or may not make it there.
He's got to make it there now because of his injury clause.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Alex Smith is at $17 million, but that will go up. Andy Dalton, 16.3, is 17th in the league.
Well-deserved.
Mike Glennon, he's only making 16 this year. The backup for the cut. I don't think he's going to see his $16 million this year. It's a guess. I don't think the backup's getting $16 million for the Bears.
Well, it depends on what kind of cap hit he is.
There's no way that was... Well, I can promise you his cap hit's not going to be $16 million. You cut him, and you immediately are going to save money. There's no question about it. I don't even have to know. Like, here it is. His dead cap space is 4.5. His cap hit is, 16?
Dead cap is only 4.5, yeah.
Yeah, so you cut him, save $11.5 million. Done. So he's done. He's done. But then it drops all the way to Marcus, to these rookie contracts still. Jameis, 8. Marcus Mariota, 7.7. Jared Goff, 7.6. You're right. Nick Foles as a backup is at 7.6.
Yeah.
As a backup. So to say Case Keenum is going to get, I don't know how much where he's going to go, but to act like Case Keenum isn't, I don't know.
What Tyrod Taylor's making 18. Why, how much did Case make?
Oh, it's way down the list. Case was probably
$2 million.
Cheapest.
He made $2 million this year.
Why is Case not on the list? Oh, because he didn't have a contract for next year, I guess?
No. He's a free agent. So is Sam Bradford. So is Teddy Bridgewater.
That's why they're not on the list.
All three of them. Who ends up the quarterback in Minnesota? What about Kirk Cousins going to Minnesota?
Well, that's obviously not happening now, is it?
Why not? Why?
Oh, not Kirk. I'm thinking Alex Smith.
No, Kirk Cousins.
Why would you? How crazy would that be? Like, listen, we know we traded a first and a second for Sam Bradford. We know we traded up into the first for Teddy Bridgewater. We're going to add another guy, Kirk Cousins.
Well, but those guys are all free agents.
Yeah.
Teddy, Sam Bradford, and Case Keenum.
Is Teddy a free agent?
Teddy's a free agent, too. They didn't tender him.
What are they going to do over there? Go Case and Kirk Cousins?
Yeah.
And let the other two walk? The guys they traded into, you know, gave up first-round picks for? You have to. If they're not the guys, you don't make decisions based on what you did in the past. It's like, too bad you missed. But Teddy hadn't really played football in 2 years. What kind of value does Teddy Bridgewater have in the open market? I'm telling you, you got 5 quarterbacks. There's question marks on all of them. who are going to be potential first rounders. And then you've got a series of interesting quarterbacks coming out, like, and many of them you probably don't think you can win at a high level with. You got Teddy Bridgewater, hadn't done anything for 2 years. You got Kirk Cousins, who's got a lot of stats behind him, but not a lot of, you know, W's. You'll have Sam Bradford, who comes back healthy, who everyone loves how pretty he throws the ball, but he can't stay healthy. You're going to have Tyrod Taylor, who can certainly run an offense for you, but you know that you're there's a ceiling on how far you can go. Like, I'm telling you, the Browns could easily draft a quarterback with the first pick and get a veteran quarterback to play in front of them and just say, you're going to just sit on the – and then try to move DeShone Kizer for a fourth. Just say, oh, we just want to get rid of DeShone Kizer now.
Would you give a fourth for DeShone Kizer?
I wouldn't give hot Cheetos for – and I don't even like hot Cheetos.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give that for DeShone Kizer. No. So, no.
So, hey, these are all unrestricted free agents. Drew Brees, but he'll be back.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins out there. Sam Bradford. Jay Cutler. Josh McCown, who played well this year. Case Keenum. And this is just a few of them. Teddy Bridgewater is out there. Geno Smith. Who doesn't want a Geno Smith right now?
Is it a good year to have free agent quarterbacks or not? I don't know. I mean, they're going to get paid regardless, I would assume.
Brock's going to get paid.
Is he? Who's paying him? I think Brock could legitimately be out of the league this year.
Well, yeah.
Right?
Legitimately?
Yeah.
Two years ago, he signed... Okay, you're going out on a limb here.
Well, I mean, 2 years ago, he signed a contract as a free agent.
Who signed him to
a contract? As a five-year... No one knows who that was. I mean, the Texans did, but we don't know who was responsible
for
it.
Well, he's no longer with us, is he?
Who? I don't know.
Whoever did that.
Whispers. Bill O'Brien wanted him. Whispers. That was all Rick.
Oh, really?
Whispers. Well,
I never spoke to the dude before we signed him.
According to sources, Gary Kubiak wanted Brock Osweiler with the Texans. Like, what?
Midway through the season, Bill O'Brien, I never talked to the dude. I don't know. I never talked to him before we signed him. I don't know who did that.
It was a Bob decision. It was Bob. Like, I came here and Bob wanted that. Like,
what?
So was it OB or Rick? No.
No.
No, Bob. It was McNair. It was McNair. Like, so who did? Well, okay, so who officially wanted Brock? Like, who watched him and said they wanted him?
When it was all
the same way I'm like talking to my kids. Hey, who just scribbled all over this counter? Scribbled loser on this... tablecloth.
Huh?
No one will break.
No one.
It's like the Texans front office. Hey, who is the one who signed Brock?
Who gave him,
Rick Smith's like,
who I gave him $72 million?
Rick's like, I got to go do something.
What?
Bill O'Brien talking to Jason LaComfora. I'll tell you who did it. It was Rick. Rick's like, I heard it was Bob.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. And then Ian Rappaport, who has a microphone in Rick's office. Man, I wish Bill didn't take Brock. What a mistake that was.
Sources tell Ian Rappaport, which would be me, that it was actually Bill O'Brien who wanted him.
Like, man,
sources are now telling Mike Garofalo that it was Bob McNair who actually was. Sources have told Jason LaComfora that it was Rick. It was Rick. Sources! Whispers.
Oh, God.
God, thank God that's over.
Nope.
I assume.
We'll see, but we'll see, because if they start making more crappy
picks. Sources are saying! God, enough with y'all sources.
I don't care what you say.
Who's responsible for this draft? Wade Phillips.
What? Wade?
Wade's been gone. Like, he told us.
I don't think you guys really care what I say, just like I don't really care what you say.
Okay. 7:30 ESPN 97. We know what we care about? Getting a good car.
Man, real talk. Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick GMC. Go to Lance Z Cars, and you can check them out for yourself. Right now, they have $11,000 off MSRP. Now, this is to the end of the month. That would be today. $11,000 off MSRP on the Chevy Silverado Crew Cab Texas Edition. $11,000 off. But if you say, I don't want a pickup truck, I want something else. Well, when you go to LanceZCars.com, you're going to go right to the inventory search. There's 291 vehicles in stock. You can search new, used, certified. You can search the year, make, model. And if you're in the market for a pre-owned car, they can find you that. If you want a new car, you'll find that. You can go take a look at the different specials they have going on right now. What kind of lease opportunities? What type of
cars under 15,000. Maybe you're looking for something for your son or your daughter for a birthday, or maybe they're headed off to college, or maybe you just want a second car and you said, we got to downsize, had something financially happen, and we got to go something a lot less expensive. I don't care what it is. Craig DeSerf and the Killer D's over there, the DeLuna brothers, Rick Trenner, and of course, Craig DeSerf will make sure that they help you find whatever it is that you need. You may need, you know, cargo space with the GMC Sierra pickup truck. You might need room for a big family or hauling people around for Little League Baseball and all the equipment. That would be a Yukon or Yukon Extended Body, or maybe the Chevy Suburban. And maybe you just love the looks of a crossover vehicle, that interior of the SUV, but more of a car feel, and it handles more like a car. The Buick Enclave is a great vehicle for that. But of course, GMC has the Acadia, and Chevy has cars like the Chevy Cruze and the Camaro. So many to choose. Corvette, you remember that? Yeah, they still got some sweet Corvettes out there. So for more information, go to LanceZCars.com or head out to Angleton and see my boys out there, the Killer D's, at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Once again, LanceZCars.com.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Just a great, great night last night for America. And not so much. Now, the president had a great night. James Harden had a great night. Alex Smith had a great night. You didn't have a great night. You put out your first, is it your first mock draft? This is your first one, right?
1.0. One of probably six.
So, now things will change because of free agency. And I saw some of your comments there. This is stupid to have any mock drafts when there's free agents out there. Well, and it will change things. When Kirk Cousins goes to the Vikings or wherever, Denver, yeah. When he goes to Denver, that changes what Denver is going to do.
Absolutely. Free agent is going to change everything.
Right. And he's not the only one. There are a bunch of quarterback free agents out there.
People get their holes hurt so bad by mock drafts. Like, oh, why are you doing this to me? And like, no one's doing anything. I just wrote an opinion, just slotted some players in a...
That's all.
For teams.
Well, you don't know. You're an idiot. What do you?
Who is you? You don't even know. This is the worst.
You're not watching the actual football, so you can't be trusted anyway.
Yeah. You just are a wannabe GM who can't get a GM
job. Are you even a GM?
That was my favorite.
But we got to rank the best.
Now, I will tell you, these are really pretty soft. This is what you're going to read right now. 1.0 is the softest they will come at me. Actually, I take it back. When they start to figure out, I might be honest a few things because they're not going to recognize some names that pop up or whatever. They'll get all upset. But they actually soften up on version two, because these are the hardcore, you know, draft nicks and draft fans. They soften up at two, three's a little softer. By four, here comes the average Giants fan who really doesn't know anything. Like, how do you not have the G-man doing? I'm like, well, we've been talking about this for a month. Like, I don't care until the combine comes, loser. Like, oh, now I got to deal with the true idiots. So, like, it gets really hard in March and April.
Everyone, we're going to have to do the best comments after your mock drafts because then it'll be a thing. We got to get it sponsored by some company that's not really all that intelligent. I want to hear some of them. We got to rank them. The best comments from you from yesterday.
Oh, do you have them?
No, you.
I thought you were going to have them. Oh, hold on.
That's what I thought. Dell, you got them handy? I looked on the website. I didn't see any great ones.
Not yet, I guess.
Yeah, but you had, well, which one, Dell? You got the one that he's not an NFL GM?
That was on his Twitter. I'd have to go find that. But
I'll start reading down. Let me go to this. I got to go to this tweet. I'll just bring it up right now and then I'll start reading them. I thought you had some that you had already picked out.
No.
I was like, well, that shouldn't take long. Let me see. Because I said, come on, losers.
What? Why did you say, come on, losers? You don't call people losers that are reading your... By the way, how many... Do you have any idea how many people clicked on your 1.0? No?
No. I could find out if I wanted to, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. They get a lot. I mean, once the NFL tweets something, that's where the psychopaths come in. As soon as they tweeted out my mock draft, I was like, crap. Because then my timeline just fills up with likes, retweets, but then comments. A lot of comments. So I actually have to find the NFL. Let me go find, give me a second, because let me go find what the NFL, because when they tweet it, it's when I tweet something, I don't get as many, they're to my followers, so people who kind of know me.
Yeah.
So it's not the same way. It's when the NFL tweets something that it rolls off the charts.
In the meantime, Adam Schefter tweeted something yesterday at the Alex Smith trade. He says, trade term update. Washington is sending KC a third round pick and an unidentified player for quarterback Alex Smith. Per sources, Kendall Fuller, the defensive back, tweeted, awkward. and then apparently Field Yates reported that Fuller was included in the deal. And Kendall Fuller tweeted, nah, it's not me. I don't think. LOL. I'm on here trying to find out like y'all.
No way.
Yes. And he even disputed it. He said, man, I'm safe. I ain't get traded. Well, apparently he did. Reports insist that Fuller is indeed part of the deal, which means the Chiefs are getting a pretty damn good player.
I ain't get traded.
Nathan Jenke said this.
Awkward.
When Kendall Fuller lined up in the slot, he allowed a passer rating of 55. That was the best for all slot cornerbacks last year. Steven Nelson and Philip Gaines both allowed passer ratings over 100 when in the slot. So Kansas City got themselves, they got themselves the quarterback that they wanted last year in Patrick Mahomes, who played okay as a rookie, did you not think, at the end of the year? He played okay.
Well, he didn't get a whole lot of time.
No, he didn't get.
Yeah, he had.
And by the way, it's not a bad way to go about it. You sit for a year. You learn the league.
That was their plan the whole time. They didn't want him to play a single down if possible. Of course, once you're not going to be in the playoffs, it's not as big a deal. But
right.
Yeah, they didn't want him to play at all. They wanted him to sit a full year.
Right. Well, just like San Francisco didn't want Jimmy Garoppolo, who's been in the league for about 17 years.
Man, NFL tweets a lot.
Do they really?
Yeah.
And so Jimmy, they didn't want Jimmy Garoppolo to play either. It was funny. Tony Dungy said, if San Francisco would have played him right away, they would have been in the playoffs, except they were 0-9 when they picked him up, I think. And so I don't know that they would have been in the playoffs, Tony Dungy, if they played him right away. But
he's pretty good, though, isn't he?
Jimmy Garoppolo is pretty good. There's a guy, I think, I was out looking at SpotTrac and how much he's an unrestricted free agent as well. Of course, they can franchise him, but long-term, there's a guy that's making over 20, that's making over, he'll do a five-year over $100 million deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? It looks like that dude is really good, really good. And he made San Francisco how good last year? Undefeated.
Yeah.
So anyway, but that was... Talk about awkward. Kendall Fuller out of nowhere just goes awkward, and he had no idea he was the guy in the trade. Awkward. Who's going to get traded?
That is hilarious that a guy's like sitting there commenting on Twitter. Yeah. No, I'm trying to find out just like y'all. At some point he had to start to figure out, oh, my God, it could be me. Well, he said, no, I ain't get traded. No one said anything to me. You'll find out on Twitter like everyone else, sir.
I ain't get traded. I'm trying to find out just like y'all.
Yeah, you'll find it. Twitter will tell you if you got traded or not. You don't find out from teams anymore.
No.
Twitter tells you.
Oh, wow. Speaking of which, D'Angelo Williams, he lit Dave Gettleman up.
D'Angelo Williams is lighting up everyone. Dave Gettleman gave you a bunch of money. What are you talking
about? Well, Dave Gettleman apparently isn't family. He didn't come on down and say, thanks for all you did. He just said, you're traded. Or you're out. We cut you. Beat it.
D'Angelo, you got paid from Dave Gettleman. You should just tell him thank you.
And go on your way.
I mean, Dave Gettleman gave you a bunch
of
money.
9 years.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't all. No, Gettleman actually came in and kept him around.
Yeah,
he gave him a couple of years.
He gave him another contract along with Jonathan Stewart. Like, everyone's like, why are you paying two running backs, Gettleman? The hell's wrong with you?
Yeah.
so it didn't make any sense.
Wasn't like family. He didn't say thanks for everything you did. So
here's one. Chubb over Barkley, stay off the weed. All right. I will. This is probably the worst mock I've seen so far. That was the one that Dell and Raheel covered yesterday.
They did.
Well, you still have 11 weeks of daily mocks to sort. No, this guy responded to him. Like I said, this I didn't see as many bad ones, but I had a few. A guy named Dallas from South Dakota State was picked to go to the New Orleans Saints. What a country.
Oh, you mean like that pick from North Dakota State? How'd that work out?
Yeah, pretty good. They speak peace, but in truth, they want to divide and conquer. I don't even know what that means on that.
But that was a response to your mock draft?
Yeah.
They speak peace?
Yeah, I don't know. One guy just...
My favorite is simply one character. F.
Yeah.
You got an F?
Yeah.
Okay.
Taking a guard in the top 10 is never good business. I said, passing on Larry Allen isn't either.
You know Lance is a little triggered when he drops the grammar. It should have been you are.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't know a guy.
Yeah, he said you're twice.
That guy, yeah. That guy. And I just did the old asterisk you, because I know that gets him. I know that gets under people's skin.
Oh, yeah.
But to be
what did that guy say? Where is that?
I got to find it.
Oh, where is that? He crushed you.
That guy was pissed off.
That guy was good. He crushed you. All right, 7:45. We'll find some more after this right here on ESPN 97.5.
It's hard because, frankly, you've got to.
Are you still on the air?
Well, you can run the thing, but I was just going to talk over that music. It's hard because NFL puts it out, and then when I retweet something, then I'm like, where's the hate coming? Is it me? Is it to the NFL? Is it just one where I'm adding? And then I had to make sure that Rosen and Chubb and all those guys who they had added, included in their tweet, they didn't get all of the replies from all the people. They'd have been like, man, I can't stand that draft dude and his idiot followers.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Apparently Tom Brady's making people uncomfortable. Not only with his greatness, but I guess in the third one. Have you seen the third one yet, though? No, it's not out yet, is it? YouTube got... they got hit with a little can't play this video.
Cease and desist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they were playing his video and that's on Facebook and that's all we're going to do. But apparently in the third one, Tom Brady's made people a little uncomfortable with how long he kisses his son.
Is he a kiss my son on the lips guy?
I don't know if he's a kiss. I don't know. But
is Twitter mad again?
I don't know.
Did Twitter respond? Did Twitter blast? Was Twitter outraged?
Twitter doesn't like when you kiss your son, apparently. Or he kissed him a little too long. So we're going to have to stop that.
You know who really liked my mock draft, Dell? Miami Dolphin fans. In general, Dolphin fans were all about taking Baker Mayfield.
Well, they're dopey. Yeah. Well, they're dopey, so
great. Apparently Tannehill's been great, according to one Dolphin fan.
He's been okay.
Nope, he's been great.
Nah, he's been okay.
Tannehill's been great for them.
Leading up to...
So why would they take Lamar Jackson?
Because they should. Leading up to last season, he was very durable. That was his greatest quality. He was always able to play. Now that's not a thing anymore, so let's keep it moving. Hey, let's go move on. Let's move on. Adam Gase is not even your quarterback. You didn't draft him. Nobody who's in that front office drafted him. You can move on from him if you'd like.
Yeah, this is... Yeah. Why people think that they're going to be stuck with a super expensive quarterback, I don't know why there's any Dolphins fans who think they're sticking with him.
Yeah.
Honestly, don't.
Mikko doesn't like him. Never did.
Same
Maybe Mikko was right.
When has Mikko Grimes like any coach or quarterback.
We had Miko on the show. See, she was tremendous.
I was going to get her, and then I got too scared, and I'm like, I don't need this in my life.
No, she told us that Derek Carr, the offensive line, who's all African-American, wanted and got Carr hurt because Carr wanted them all to stand.
She says someone told her that. That yes. wasn't so. It wasn't like she dug in deep. Someone she said she talked to in that locker room told her.
She had a source.
She had a source.
And why was that again? I can't remember why.
Because he didn't want them kneeling for the national anthem. Stand for the national anthem, and then let's pray together. And
they weren't interested, so they said, "Hey, get beat up today.
Let's get him hurt. Let's let everybody in."
Miko Gray, yeah. Miko seems like the kind of pain I would never want if I were a GM ever.
No, she's like LeVar Ball. Mrs. LeVar Ball.
Oh, she is. And, yeah. and Brent Grimes is terrified. He's like, I'm not telling her to do anything. They're like, Brent, can you get your girl? Because this is really getting to be a problem for our team. Like, nope. I'm not. What are you talking about? I'm not telling her anything. Y'all see? You read her stuff. You think I'm going to do something? She's going to put my business out there.
You don't want that heat?
Yeah, he's locked. Like, he's screwed for life.
Yeah.
It's like, because does he have a non-disclosure agreement? No. So anything he said or done in his entire life will be put on Twitter in a matter, like within 1 week, everything will be out.
Well, how uncomfortable was that locker room every time Brent Grimes walked past Ryan Tannehill? Oh, I mean, honestly, where is she getting
blasted on her weekly show?
Yeah.
She had a weekly show. A cornerback's wife had a show.
Well, when she wasn't in jail for, attacking cops in the tailgate.
Mm-hmm. Let's just say she just refused to take the direction. She didn't attack anyone.
Yeah, it was a little...
She actually was very... She was abusive, and that's why she got thrown in jail.
Abusive?
Yeah. She was abusive.
Surprising.
Oh, like Miko can't... Okay, that's crazy.
Surprising that in that situation, someone was abusive. Or at least that's the narrative being spun.
That's crazy. Crazy for her to think that Miko Grimes could be abusive.
Crazy to think someone would make up a story.
You think Ryan Tannehill didn't want her jailed at some point for how he abused her?
I don't think he was that concerned. He was too busy throwing picks to his teammates and walkthroughs.
That's ugly.
Why don't you have
Ryan
Houston?
Tannehill was great, according to that one fan.
Fan's dopey.
Yeah, no, he is. He was really good. One person just said, why don't you have Houston in your mock draft? Do you hate Houston, bro?
I don't have a first-round pick.
You hate Houston, bro?
Yeah.
Hey, bro, you hate Houston?
They don't have a first-round pick.
Well, then let's do a three-round. A three-rounder right now.
How did you manage to leave out the Houston Texans first-round pick, Lance?
I'm trying to find all my hate tweets. Like I said, there's not going to be a ton in the first one, but I'm having a hard time finding them. Did people delete them or something? It's harder to find the hate than it was. Yesterday it was fairly easy. Well, you know what's happened? A lot of times it's just turned into people sending, I can't do this on the radio, just sending GIFs and pictures of people going, just in this face or vomiting. Like that doesn't, like vomiting in a trash can doesn't.
No.
I can't really say that comment. There's pictures of people vomiting in trash cans. There's trash cans on fire.
I think someone grading your grade and simply grading your mock and simply sending an F is pretty.
I like that.
That's pretty clean.
Yeah, I like that. But I don't see as many. It's going to be hard to find it. I can't believe they don't have it on NFL.com. I can't find any comments on there. And there's always comments. I wonder if they've taken the comments off. You said there's 40 comments. Are you sure nothing in here?
It was actually more comments on merit, not that you are on players, as opposed to you just freaking suck.
Yeah.
Which is disappointing.
Now, these are the hardcore people. Like I said, once you get to the average football fan coming in March and April, that's when it just turns into... Well, that's when it's like Bill's Mafia. The same people who jump off of cars onto the tables on top of people, that's when it turns into that.
Yeah. All right. We got Seth Luttrell's going to join us here. He's he's in Houston recruiting. We'll talk a little football with the head coach of North Texas coming your way next right here on ESPN 90. So had a great year. Went to the Conference USA Championship game. So he's going to be joining us here on ESPN 97.5. I want to talk right now for a minute about Allied Siding and Windows. Allied Siding and Windows has the James Hardy Plank design collection. Did James Hardy Plank have a triple-double last night with 60 points? No.
It's not the James Harden Plank. It's James Hardy Plank. Right.
That's right. That's what I said. James Hardy Plank did not have a triple double last night.
James Hardy Plank doesn't play basketball.
Well, that's why he didn't have a triple double.
Still good.
He didn't have a triple double. I'm saying, if you want, okay, is James Harden not the best? Is not the MVP? James Hardy Plank is the MVP as well. Okay, for your siding. It's all at Allied Siding and Windows. Over 1,400 styles and colors, long-lasting durability, increases the value and curb appeal of your home. And Allied has had the same name and phone number for 29 years. You know what that means? They do a great job. More than 40,000 customers, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call Allied now at 713-WINDOWS. It takes just a 30-second call to set up a 30-minute meeting. No high-pressured sales pitch, just a free estimate. Tell them I sent you. Get a $500 Amazon certificate with a whole home siding purchase. You also get 100% financing with zero down, zero interest for 18 months. Call them at 713-WINDOWS, 713-946-3697. Allied Siding and Windows, affordable, local, reliable.
ESPN 97.5.